This is Always Be a Big Deal Podcast. And now, please welcome your host, Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
Juneteenth commemorates the day on June 19th, 1865, when a Union general read orders in Galveston, Texas, stating all enslaved people in the state were free according to federal law. Juneteenth was designated a federal law in 2021. It's also called Jubilee Day, Emancipation Day, Freedom Day, and Black Independence Day. Celebrations include festivals, parties, parades, church services, observances, African American history, culture, and progress. Related to Emancipation Day, Honor America Days. Significance: emancipation of enslaved people in the United States started by early celebrations were held by Christian churches and the Freedmen's Bureau. Is it proper to say Happy Juneteenth? It's typical to wish people a Happy Juneteenth or Happy Teenth, according to Alan Freeman, a comedian organizing a Juneteenth comedy festival in Galveston, Texas for the second straight year. Why is it got to be straight? Why can't it be gay?
We prefer crooked up in here.
Squiggly gang. As she said, Happy Juneteenth, everybody. We are very excited that this is a federal holiday and everybody can celebrate it for the emancipation of slavery. And race is still an issue in our country. I have breaking news that Brooke Shields yellow Crocs are on sale.
Oh my God, they're going to be sold out now that you just said that. Even though this airs on Friday.
She wore yellow Crocs to the Tony Awards, and the same yellow Crocs are now on sale.
Good for her for not giving a damn. That's hilarious, though.
That is hilarious. But, you know, that's the things that pop up.
I'm a fan of her.
This is Always Be a Big Deal Podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Clay,
mm-hmm.
We need to discuss what happened last week. We're going to do things a little different today. Normally, Clay leads everything and runs his big mouth, but today, I'm going to talk. So what happened last week, Clay?
You weren't there to stop me.
I don't think anyone could stop you, let's be honest.
Yeah.
When one of your friends, you are just like me, when one of your friends is hurt, you defend them. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, and it goes farther than just my friend. It goes to my husband.
Oh, no, I know.
So, like, that's what was in my mind. And all this anger and frustration for him and all the other queens that he's around and he works with and all that kind of stuff. It's just, it's very, drag has become very political.
Yes. I'm not in it and I see it.
Yeah. And when I first got into drag, I loved it. It was my safe place and I loved being there. I loved seeing people perform. I loved the differences in the queens. And now I don't see that anymore. I see it as it being very political. It's very lucrative. You see everything. They're trying to redo everything that they see on Drag Race. And that's just how I view it. I feel like it's more about the drama than it is about the performing arts.
I also feel like it's very judgmental.
Great.
And I mean the queens themselves.
Yes.
They talk about how Jimmy, I'm just giving an example. Jimmy didn't do the right lipstick, or Samantha didn't do her eyebrows right. Like, to me, this is, I'm an outsider, and I 100% understand that. I'm like an admirer of drag. I still admire, don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of where you are, where I look at it totally different now because I am involved. Not involved, but like I know more behind the scenes, I guess, as opposed to me just like going to enjoy it. So that sucks, because it used to make me very happy too. It still does. I'm not saying it doesn't. I still love the people and the performances. I personally love seeing the differences in everybody. I don't want to see the same performer every time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I love, to me, drag is you becoming someone else, and that's whatever vision you want. You want to do your makeup hideous, do it hideous. You want to do it more like a woman, do it more like a woman. That to me is the whole point of drag.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong.
It's creative expression.
Exactly. And that's what I feel like we try to tell other people that are against it, how it's like an art, how it's entertainment. But yeah, there's all this other stuff going on behind the scenes that I feel like we kind of need to practice what we preach. And I don't mean to say we, because I know I'm not a drag queen. I'm nowhere near that. So I'm not trying to say I am, but I just feel like I'm involved. Like, I mean, you are in a relationship with one, but like, I'm like out there supporting them all the time. So.
No. And I think that, so we have a friend and their son did a documentary on drag queens.
Yes.
I would actually like to see him do another documentary, but do it about behind the lipstick or something, you know, like that. Like,
yeah,
in the dressing room and all of the shit talking and all of the disrespect. And there's a lot of it. And I don't think I noticed that part of it until I got with David and I became invested in helping him and being his dresser and all that kind of stuff. So I see a different side now and I get that, but I need to defend myself in the fact that I was not meaning everything to go towards one queen.
No. And when I listened to it, I did know that. My biggest issue was the fact that my name was attached to it. But when I listened to it, I never thought you were talking about one particular person, because I know you very well. I know your joke. A lot of it was joke. And that's what I think people don't understand. And it was not towards one person. I know it wasn't, because I've heard you say some of the same things about just in general. And it wasn't, you've never even talked about that person to me. So.
Yeah. And it was the things that I had spoken about off of the mic is what I ended up saying on the mic. So I know that there was a lot of reaching out to my husband and trying to get him involved in it. He had no parts of this. He literally was in bed and I was on the internet once again, and I seen a post that I mentioned. The post that I mentioned in there is the one that was the tipping point, where you are asking people to make fun of drag queens. Stop. They are humans. Like, why do we have to stoop to that level? And why do we have to become these rude individuals just to try to make ourselves look better? You know, nobody gave a shit about our podcast until I started ranting. Now everybody wants to listen. Why do we have to do that?
Right. No, it's true. And it just got so blown out of proportion. And it just shows like how much social media can destroy someone. It didn't destroy us. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that like just that incident really showed me like this is how stuff happens though. Like with famous people, not that we're famous. I'm not saying we're famous by any means, but I can only imagine what they feel, you know, like it's just, it's absolutely crazy that your little voice, I mean, your big mouth, I was going to say your little voice, but I was just kidding. Your big mouth got that far.
Yeah.
When you were just ranting one evening because you saw some stuff that you didn't like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just like that's what other people do. They see stuff they don't like, and what do? They go to Facebook and post it, and then their friends go on there and join in and make fun of people or whatever. The thing is, they don't understand is other people are also seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's most likely going to get back to the person.
Facts.
That has happened to me a few times. Like just in the past 9 months, someone was talking about me on someone else's page. And I had people message me and be like, blah, 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 said blah, blah, blah. So then I go on there and defend myself. And guess what? I'm the bad person.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But like, why were you talking about me? Yeah, but it's like, but it all comes down to social media. So just because you're on your page talking with your friends, just know that it's probably going to get back to the person. And if you don't care, shame on you.
Well, and I think also another thing to like pinpoint here is, yes, I understand that what I did was just as bad as them going on Facebook and posting things, but I have this platform to make a change, and I've created this podcast to make a change. And that was what, when I first started it, that was what I wanted it to do. It was called Kind of a Big Deal and changed to Always Be a Big Deal, which both have the same message. So therefore, I am 100% going to say that what I said may not have been said correctly, and I apologize for the way that I said it, but I don't apologize for the message that I was trying to say.
Right. And I think if people re-listen to it, they would know. Like, if you listen to it not thinking it's about one person, it's definitely a different message. Because I got the message you were trying to give. But then when I saw stuff online, I'm like, was it about just one person? Like, I had to listen to it again. And I was like, I just don't think it was. That's just not how I took it.
I'm still, it's on my computer, so I've listened to it multiple times.
Yeah.
So that I didn't inflate our listenership doing it through the apps. I just listened to my track that I had on the computer. And I just keep listening to it over and over because there's a lot of different people saying that I was fat shaming and I was doing this and I was doing that. I'm not skinny, honey. And I'm never going to fat shame somebody. The Shrek comment was looks. It had nothing to do with weight.
No. In the Shrek, I feel like it was just a makeup look. Like, it wasn't about anyone in particular. You were just, it was a joke.
It was a joke about your makeup looking bad.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I meant it. And I just want to, my one final thought with this is, anybody that was offended by what I said, I apologize for the pieces in there that offended somebody.
That's fair.
I would like you to know that I was trying to come from a good place and I was trying to spread a message that is very meaningful. And the next time that I want to spread that message, I will talk with Jess and get Jess involved, and we can share that message in a more positive way than me channeling my sisters and coming out like I'm Lizzie Van Hart.
Right. And I want to say, I have one final note on it as well. I just want to say that I know Clay very well. He is one of my best friends. And I promise you, he was not coming from a bad place. He was upset about something, but I put it on everything that he was not meaning that towards one person. He was talking about drag in general. And I hope that you, if you have the time, you listen to it. And if you listen to it with that thought, I think you might think of it differently.
Yeah. And for all those people that were on Facebook that defended Jess, I just want to say that was amazing. And
I did thank those people.
We have made up.
Yes.
She's like another sister, like I need another one. I already have 8.
I'm the main. No, I'm just kidding.
She's like another sister that, you know, we're going to bicker through this whole entire process. And so that was the first time that we did it. And it was just, it was kind of public.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we handled it very well.
We did. But then we took it offline because we realized what we were doing. So
facts. We were just, we were just doing the same thing that we were talking about people doing. So
exactly.
So. We were like, let's switch this to the iMessage girl, you know?
Yes.
You were the one that did it. You like messaged me like, let's switch this to the iMessage girl because this shit ain't going to fly.
Park your mouth.
That is forever my favorite saying. Out of all of
mine
this,
too, I said it.
That is literally going to be my favorite new saying. Park your mouth.
Yes.
She goes, you need to learn to park your mouth.
I love it. Because somehow, because you told me stay in my lane. So then we were talking about, like, we were on the road.
I said, stay in your lane. And you said, I was in my lane. And you drug me all the way over into the median. And I said, well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I said, learn to drive. And you were like, learn to park your mouth.
When you say it that way, it's actually really funny.
Well, that's how I read it.
Yeah. But the thing was, I was just mad and just spit it out. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Yeah, but like the way that I read it was like you and I just like laughing at each other and you were like, park your mouth.
Yeah.
Where there will be some opportunities coming for park your mouth. That is definitely going to be forever a part of our podcast journey.
Yes, I love it.
I'm really glad that we made up, Jess.
Me too. I love you.
Love you, mean it.
You want to know what's crazy, Clay?
What?
We have not even been friends for a year yet.
Really?
And it's coming up. It's coming up, though. And I feel like we have been through so much, and we are, like, so close. I love it.
Oh, I agree. I literally thought we were coming up on, like, 2 years as friends.
Mm-mm. Because it was So You Think a Drag the first time we both did it.
Oh, you're right.
And I want to say, I'm pretty sure it was August, last August. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that is insane.
That is. And I think back.
A whole year is a long time for a friendship.
It is. Yeah. And we've, especially because we do not see each other a lot.
No, we don't. I mean, and I think that's the, so that's why we can do this so well together, because we are friends.
Yes.
We're the type of friends that's like, hey girl, let's kiki, you know, and
yes,
we have a good time and we just chit chat and stuff like that. But I rest assured, Jess and I text each other almost every single day with something random.
We do. Absolutely. Yes. It might be something very random, but there's a text. If you look through our text messages, there's something. So, and I love that about our friendship, because sometimes I do have a hard time keeping in touch when I don't see people. I try, but with you, I don't know. And even before we did this together, I still did.
It was kind of interesting too, because I mean, I know we took a complete 360 here, but.
Well, I mean, it is us.
Facts. When I brought the podcast back, it was kind of a big deal 2.0.
Yes.
I really wasn't like dead set on that name.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Kind of a big deal was a whole different lifetime.
Right.
Like if you listen to those episodes, it's a completely different Clay.
Uh-huh.
Now with coming back as Always Be a Big Deal, I started to do it my own way and then quickly realized that like, hey, like Jess and I are always talking to each other. Let's just do it over a microphone.
Absolutely.
And then we ended up doing this and I think we're doing a fantastic job.
I do too, Clay. We're not a bad team. We're not a bad team.
Fabulous. Oh no, I would never say we're a bad team.
It's Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Anyway, so let's get into the topic of the week.
All right.
Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Ugh.
Ugh.
This disgusted me. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
To start, I'm going to say that the whole entire argument of infidelity and like polyamory being the more natural thing of life, where monogamy is not natural. If you look at all animals, you know, they're not monogamous. Like they sleep around with all each other, but
we also eat them. Just saying.
Humans tend to see it differently. And I am one that does believe in monogamy, and this documentary kind of made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. And I think the part that made me throw up in my mouth was this, the CEO's wife.
Yes. You said wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was so sick to my stomach when she was talking and you could tell she was lying. It broke my heart.
But I don't know if she knew though.
I don't think she knew he was using the services too.
Right.
But like she was his puppet to promote the business.
Oh yeah.
The manipulation part is really what made me sick to my stomach.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you thought she was lying, and I'm like, I didn't. I mean, I'm not saying I don't know if she was or wasn't, but I didn't get that vibe. I felt sorry for her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I felt sorry for her because the way that it seemed like the way that they were talking about him and her relationship or how do you, look, my vernacular's off. Everybody's going to be making fun of my grammar now.
Oh, so what? I don't even know what vernacular means. So go ahead and make fun of that. I don't even think I said it right, and I'm fine with it.
You said it right. The thing is that, you know, this company, A, it could, I mean, like, yes, it was a good business model for the time, you know, it's the beginning of the internet. I get that part. They did everything wrong. Everything wrong. And my thing was with the whole Christian blogger couple, what did you think about that whole thing?
So I kept waiting for him to come out as gay.
Facts.
Only because, like, they kept alluding, like, that something was going to happen, and, like...
Oh, they were.
It was just very weird the way they set that up, and honestly, I feel like they were on there to promote themselves. I mean, because they are vloggers or bloggers or whatever they are, but I really found it very creepy.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was, I think, a nurse, I want to say, in the ER, and, oh, and then when they did that whole... When they showed the pregnancy thing, because I was not familiar with them before I watched it. When they did that whole, like,
yeah,
he told her that she was pregnant thing, that was so fake. That was so fake. Like, I don't understand why people didn't know that. I mean, that's a good idea, don't get me wrong, but, like, she just happens to leave pee in the toilet every day? Like,
she's like, did I forget to flush again?
I don't know. The whole thing was weird. They were the weirdest ones for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they were totally on there for clout. I mean...
It was bizarre, but I mean, it blew them up.
But honey, get it any way that you want to, but...
Absolutely.
Only part that kind of bothered me was the whole religion aspect of it was where, oh, God knows that I didn't mean to make this mistake, so we've been praying about it, and she's decided to give me a second chance and forgive me. Did she, though? Or did you guys just set this up?
That's what I thought was weird, because it happened so long ago. And I know they were talking about it like it just happened. And I understand that that's part of the documentary or whatever. But, like, and then how he said he had to pull over on the side of the road and call his pastor. I'm just like, is this true? Like, I don't know. I just found them absolutely bizarre. And I would check their closets because they probably have, like, hidden children in there or something. That's the vibe I got from them.
So, there was an interview with them, and I don't know if I can pull it up real quick.
Uh-huh.
Ashley Madison couple interview.
We can post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll post it on the Facebook page, but yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, just for everybody to see it. It's So it's them talking, and it's just, I find it very, very interesting on the interaction between those two. And they still they still vlog. They still have a YouTube channel. They still...
Oh, they do? They still do that, like, full-time, you think?
Oh, yeah. They definitely do.
Oh. Huh.
They most likely were on there because people wanted to know what was happening in their relationship, so they went on there as a part of their YouTube journey because they're now YouTube celebrities, and that's where they make their money from.
So crazy, though. Like, I think about that. I'm like, okay, yeah, they're famous. Yeah, they're rich. But, like, she lives with that. I wouldn't trust him. How do you trust someone for that?
I don't know how you can. I can't wrap my head around it, and I don't understand it, but
yeah,
she ended up trusting him, and so
yeah
that happens. And then this, so the gay guy that was talking,
yeah,
he was like the comic or the comedic relief of the documentary.
Yeah, he was.
The beginning of it opens up with him, like, trying on different glasses.
Yes.
And I just geeked. I was like, oh my God, this is what this is about? This is where we're going?
Yeah. I did the same thing. I was like, I assumed he was, like, a customer at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was goofy. He was trying on glasses. Yeah, but he was my favorite one, let's be honest. And not just because he was gay. Just because he, I don't know.
It was just his vibe.
And I love when they asked him, it was towards the end, right? When they were like, what would you think if you found out your, I don't remember if they're married or your partner was on Ashley Madison. He'd be like, I'd be very upset.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Oh, like, and that website is still going. Did you know that?
Yes, I do know that. I looked it up and I was like, because, like, at the end of it, it said that it was still going. So I looked up to see if it was still going to date. And it is. And
yeah,
first of all, let's just point out that it was named after the two most popular girls' names of 2001. First of all, creepy as fuck.
Wait, was that on purpose?
Yeah, it was on purpose to attract people. Yeah.
Oh, Okay.
So I actually, in my notes, wrote down Sam's screen name for the for Ashley Madison, because I actually kind of liked it. It was Dirty Little Secret Man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we had a segment called Dirty Little Secret Man?
Yes, I could.
What's your dirty little secret, man?
I feel like we could come up with all types of things for that.
It gets hacked. This is the part that blows my mind. And I know this is the beginning of the internet, and this is, you know, everything, but this sets the course of history for every single person in the world that is now terrified that a website is going to get hacked and all of their information is going to be stolen. Ashley Madison is literally the creator of the fear.
But you know what? Don't do dirty things.
Exactly. Don't do dirty things. That's a great way to...
You're never safe.
Don't be a dirty little secret man.
No. But it's true. Like, I'm not saying like your stuff should get spread out there. I'm not saying that, but like, don't be out there doing things that you don't want other people to know, because when it's on the internet, just know it can get out there. Look how many times it happens.
So this is something from an article that is listed as the part that the documentary didn't tell us. In July 2015, after data from Avid Life Media's sites, including Man Crunch, was hacked and leaked online, comedy writer Kristen Bartlett wrote an essay for some e-cards about her work in television standards and practices. Bartlett wrote the report rejecting the ad, and shortly after sending the report, Avid Life Media published a press release, including her name, phone number, and the confidential report, all of which led to her being branded a homophobe. Bartlett wrote that the reason she rejected the ad's content was not because it contained two men kissing, but because it did so in a manner exploiting gay men. The entire premise is how funny and weird it is that two guys would make out. How gross, right? Gay sex is reduced to a play for cheap laughs. Bartlett also considered the ad submission to be a marketing ploy, noting the fact that two men in the ad were wearing Packers and Vikings jerseys. She wrote that the jerseys appeared to be a safeguard that would guarantee the ad would be rejected. In order to show NFL jerseys, clients have to spend a lot of money to obtain licensing. Now, I'm not saying that Avid Life didn't spend a fortune to use those jerseys, but I will say that they definitely didn't send me any releases. So that was actually, you know, said by individuals.
Yeah.
The hackers the company hired started to question if it was a publicity stunt. Then there was a second data leak. So that's the next part that I would like to bring up.
The leak?
Yes.
Yes.
The documentary heavily focused on the leak for Ashley Madison.
Yes.
But they never said anything about the leak for Man Crunch, which, first of all, is money gold. They should have just did Man Crunch and left the straights out of it.
The straights are boring.
The gays were probably handing them money left and right to try to find men to hook up with.
Absolutely.
I definitely think they took the wrong path. So if it was, let's name it, if it was the two most popular boys' names of 2001, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to be a gay site. Ashley Madison is going to be a gay site for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Gay women as well. All queer folk.
Uh-huh.
So two most popular boys' names, 2020, or what is it, 2001?
Yes,
2001. Yes. Yes, 2001. Oh my God. Okay, so the name...
Is one of them Colton?
No.
Oh, okay.
The name of Ashley Madison would have been Jacob Michael.
Really?
Did you get on Jacob Michael today and see that hot guy?
Yeah. I'm about to.
I mean, it really...
I'm surprised those were the most popular names.
They said it in the documentary, and I didn't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up. Two most popular girls' names.
Huh.
All right, so we got Ashley Madison.
I'm like, all things to call it. Where'd they come up with that?
It is a lie, though, because so these were the top four baby names for girls in 2001.
Okay.
You want to play a guessing game? You want to guess them?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Jessica and Jennifer.
No, that's way off.
I only said that because that's my name and my sister's name. Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
Kelly and Stacy.
No.
Alexandra and Kayla.
Oh my God, you really like jumped there. You went from the 70s all the way up to the 2020s.
Did I get any of them right?
No.
And just so you know, Kayla and Alexandra are my daughter's names.
Okay, so
can you give me a hint?
Two of them are Ashley and Madison, but where do they sit in the ranking?
3 and 4.
Close. 4 is Ashley.
5 is Madison.
Nope, there's only 1 through 4.
Oh, 2.
2 is Madison. Yep.
Okay, so they lied. I'm suing them.
So technically, if it was the two most popular girls' names of 2001, it would have been Emily Madison.
I see why they didn't call it that.
Yeah. Sounds like a porn star.
Emily is an old name for me.
It is a very old name.
I'm not saying it's not cute, popular, whatever, but like I see why they went with Ashley.
Yeah. I see. Yep. I agree with that.
It sounds better. Yeah.
What if it was Emily Hannah?
No.
So what's really funny is, isn't there a restaurant called Hannah's?
I don't know. Probably.
Girls showing their boobs.
It's called Hooters. Please tell me you're joking right now.
No. That literally, in PA, there is a restaurant called Hannah's.
Oh, and I love that you know that.
I mean, I haven't been there.
I knew you were a boob man.
I don't like boobs.
I know you don't. You've never touched mine. That's all I can tell.
Boobs, like, they give me a rash.
Really?
Yeah. If I touch them, like, my hands start itching really bad and, like, the devil comes out and is like,
oh my God,
do you need me to take you to hell and wash you off in my flame water?
But yet you go to the restaurant called Hannah's.
I've never been there, friend. I saw it on a billboard.
Don't act like you weren't their best customer. Don't even try it.
I was not, but I was Ashley Madison's best customer.
It's supposed to be like, wait, were you? Were you for real?
The world may never know.
But wait, no. You couldn't go in there and look for a man, could you?
No. No. There's man crunch.
I know you weren't on there looking for no woman, so that's a lie. Process of elimination, baby.
So the 4 most popular boys' names of 2001. Jacob, Michael, Matthew, and Joshua. Hmm. I mean, I guess...
I would go with Michael, Joshua.
Michael, Joshua? You think that's a better name?
Or Joshua. Joshua, Michael, actually.
Interesting.
Yes, we're going to start a new website. Joshua Michael.
Joshua Michael sounds like an underwear company.
Okay, that's fine. But I bet you'll go on there and look for guys.
Get your brand new pair of Jessica Michael underwear today. Oh, not Jessica.
Michael is my favorite boy.
Not name. Jessica Michael. I said Jessica Michael.
I know you did. And that fits perfectly. We got a little something for everyone on Jessica Michael.
Yeah, we could call it Jessica Michael, and then it could be men and women's clothing.
Yes.
Or we don't care what your sexual identity is. Just come on over to Jessica Michael today and get your new look, Hunty.
It could be unisex outfit.
There you go.
And that sounds like kind of richy. You just gave me an idea.
But I gave the whole world an idea. You better capitalize on it before this episode goes live.
All right. If anyone wants to invest in my company, it's called Jessica Michael. I have no idea what I'm selling. Just send me the money and I'll do it.
You're selling, so Jessica Michael can be clothes.
Makeup. Perfume.
Yeah, but like items that aren't like advertised with really like typical looking models. Like it's about inclusivity,
no.
About being yourself, yes. About letting yourself shine.
Absolutely.
Because yes. Yeah, so Jessica Michael is a love all serve all clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this is a love all serve all podcast.
Yes.
But I will not service your knob.
And you know I'm all about that. I want everyone to be themselves.
Yeah.
I just want people to be happy. I mean, within reason, I don't want you to be an asshole and be mean to people. And you're not allowed to murder people. But just live your life the way you want to. And I wish people would just keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you know how sick I am of hearing people say, We're taking back the rainbow.
Oh my God. Taking back the rainbow.
Do you know how, if I see that on one more shirt, like I seriously want to argue with every person that I see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't because, I mean, trust me, if they were going after my phone or something, heck yeah, I would. But like, I try not to like just start random fights places. But like, it makes me so mad that they don't fucking understand what that's all about.
Yeah.
We're going to take back the rainbow.
Yep.
Well, bitch, we barely see one. It don't even rain that much. So you can take it back all you want, but it seems like you need some on your face. Because it's always like the pale-faced women that like looks like they've never taken it up the ass before that have that shirt on.
So
you know it's true.
I do. So since it's Pride Month, we should get together and talk about like how the rainbow became the symbol of queer culture.
Yes, we should, because I honestly don't know.
This is Always Be a Big Deal podcast with Clay Phoenix and Jessica Vendetta.
Questions that people think are stupid, but are they really stupid?
Okay.
Is it really unacceptable to not shower every day?
It depends on the situation, but you should shower every day. But sometimes you are in a mood. Sometimes you don't have time. And I do get that. Just don't make that on the regular. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. Don't.
What do you think? Same thing?
I mean, I shower every day. But there are some days that I do not shower because there isn't enough brain movement to be able to allow me to shower.
Okay.
But when I'm in the shower, I actually shower. That's another topic, too. It's like...
When you're in the shower, you actually shower. That is so weird. Tell us about that, Clay.
Well, because some people don't clean like their balls and their ass crack.
Oh my God. Why?
You never heard of this?
No. What, did they just stand in the water?
Yeah, they just rinse off. They just let the water glide down their body.
That's disgusting.
Tell me about it.
Oh my God, you have to shower with soap.
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
I really hope that you're joking.
I'm not joking. There's a whole entire thing about it.
Kids, I get. Kids try to get away with stuff. I understand that. But I hope adults do not do that.
Well, I mean, there's actors that have admitted that they do it. So, like, they didn't grow out of that childhood stage, I guess.
Ew. That's disgusting.
It kind of is. All right. So, we are going to wrap up this episode this week, and you can catch us every Friday on Always Be a Big Deal. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/alwaysbeabigdeal. And you can follow us on all of our socials at @always_pod. Until next time, love you, mean it.
Love you, mean it more. I do condone this episode, just saying.